Alaska senators split their vote today on sending Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Senator Mark Begich sided with Democrats and voted for her confirmation, while Senator Lisa Murkowski went with a majority of fellow Republicans and voted no. APRN's Libby Casey reports from the Capitol in Washington.
The Senate confirmed Judge Sotomayor on a vote of 68 to 31, with 9 Republicans supporting her. Senator Begich waited until just hours before the vote to announce his position, and so was one of the last senators to commit.
I feel very confident after my conversation with her privately, as well as watching the hearings, that she will not be an activist from the bench. She understands the concerns that Alaskans have and a lot of Americans have on the Second Amendment right, and I think she'll do a fair job, and she will be moderate, and she will not be an extremist on any side. I think that's a very valuable thing.
The National Rifle Association came out against Sotomayor's nomination, but Democrats with high NRA ratings and a handful of pro-gun rights Republicans voted for her anyway. Begich says he considered the NRA's position as well as that of others.
They're no different than any one person that might call me and say, here's what they think. They gave their opinion, so did other people on both sides of the equation, and so I put it all into the kitty, but at the end of the day, I have to make the final call, and today this is my call.
Begich says he waited until the last minute to announce his vote because he was doing some additional reading about Sotomayor's judicial record over the weekend and didn't want to make a rash decision. Both Alaskan senators met with Sotomayor in June. Murkowski says despite liking the 55-year-old judge and admiring her intellect and resolve, she voted against her. Murkowski says she heard from about 1,400 Alaskans troubled by her record.
And this discomfort arises from Judge Sotomayor's speeches as well as her decisions in key cases involving the Second Amendment and property rights.
Republicans criticized Sotomayor because of a speech in which she said a wise Latina woman could reach a better legal decision than a white man. Sotomayor said during her confirmation hearings that it was a poorly expressed comment, but a valid point about the value of having different perspectives sitting on the court. Currently, the Supreme Court has 8 men and 1 woman. All are white, except one African-American justice, Clarence Thomas. Yet Murkowski says she's still concerned about the content of Sotomayor's speeches.
And during the confirmation hearings, Judge Sotomayor used many words to justify and to explain her statements. She argued vigorously that she was misunderstood. But I am still not clear that she understands the impact that the plain meaning of her words had upon the American people, or the impact that they potentially could have on the credibility of the court.
Murkowski says Alaskans are initially suspicious of East Coast people educated at Ivy League schools. She says they worry about whether those people can understand life in Alaska. Sotomayor grew up poor in New York and graduated from Princeton and Yale. Murkowski says Sotomayor should not have suggested that the experience of others would lead them to lesser wisdom. The senator says she's also worried about Sotomayor's record on gun rights.
And no constitutional issue concerns the constituents in Alaska more than the Second Amendment. They question whether Judge Sotomayor's experiences enable her to fully understand why the people in the West fear the creep of government regulation on their Second Amendment right to bear arms. Judge Sotomayor has dealt with the Second Amendment on at least 2 occasions, and neither inspires confidence.
Sonia Sotomayor will be sworn in as the 111th Justice of the Supreme Court on Saturday. She will be the first Hispanic justice and the 3rd woman ever to join the court. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.